Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my beautiful co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Good evening, everybody. I want to say, Jackie, blast off.
What?
I was reading your notes, and it was talking about coming into December, and December was takeoff time and everything, so I just said blast off.
Yeah, right.
That's right, isn't it?
Yes, I love it, Veronica. You say things to me, and I'm like, what? I'll be so glad when we're telepathic.
It won't make as good radio, I'll tell you what.
I know, that's probably true.
Sound like the tides rushing through the microphone.
I know. Tonight's topic, everyone, creating with your heart as you navigate these challenging energies, and they have been challenging. And tonight the team's going to talk a lot about this, especially about the full moon on December 12th and the winter solstice on the 21st. And they're going to continue on with the creating from the heart as it fits into these extraordinary times so powerfully. And we all know that nothing is going to be the same. I mean, I can feel it coming and hear it humming. I don't know.
But actually, we're not aiming for the same, are we?
No, absolutely not. But the fear of the unknown creeps up because that's what happens to humans. It's just a normal response.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't see the future, fear comes up. So, yes, you want something more, something new, something better. But it's still, it's very, you know, we're back on that rope bridge again, you know. Trying to get across that rope bridge, and, you know, every once in a while, one of those wood slats gives way, scaring the, you know, what out of you.
You have to learn to fly in about 2 seconds.
Right. Our dedication tonight is for the continued support for the global financial markets and the world governments as we move through this very fragile time on the planet. And it is, astrologically, there have been a lot of predictions that potentially, you know, more attacks, etc. And we certainly, you know, want to hold that that will not happen and send our light everywhere. And we can make a difference, everyone. It's really crucially important, I think, for everybody to really get who they are at this point, that we are not little, even though we keep thinking we are. But we're not. This is what we've been in training for.
Short isn't little.
Well, no, I am short. Okay, our full moon tomorrow. This is going to be the most powerful full moon of the year. And so a lot of people are already feeling the energies and trying to deal with them. I got this email from my dear Natalia, who's a very close friend of mine, and also works with us. And so she wrote, "Just so you know, you weren't kidding with the energies. I almost threw up on the train, and I feel so nauseous. It's like my whole insides have a life of their own. It's strange. It's like my whole body and a lot of feeling in the heart was electrocuted, like I went through a time machine in a way." Then she emailed me about it half an hour later and said, "I threw up my shake," which is something we drink. "I feel like a kid in Charlie in the Chocolate Factory when he went into the TV. It's split in all these little particles and it's freaking weird. I'm going to just try to sleep. My heart feels like it has just had a wall come down. I'm still hot. Face is still acting up. I just lay down and call in the team. Just letting you know what's up on the planet." That was tonight. And of course, Natalia is in New York, so she has that additional challenge with those very intense energies there. So staying in the heart, this is with this full moon, and let's see, what did you say earlier, Veronica? You were talking about what is it, 3 days, if you want to tell people.
Oh, that I heard that 9th, 10th, and 11th of December were going to be absolutely challenging, all kinds of oppositions and stuff. I never remember all the astrological detail, just that the effect is a big challenge time. The person who told me said, don't do anything. Of course, that's not my lifestyle, you know.
No.
I went to Family of Origin, and I traveled all over.
Yes. Now, not only Thanksgiving and Christmas is this gathering and a family, which is a traditional gathering of family, but I think a lot of people out there are going to see their families coming back in closer, even those that have been estranged.
Oh, that would be great.
And there is this pulling together happening, and if you haven't seen it yet, you will see it. I'm finding it very, very interesting in my own life, and I had seen it coming a couple of months ago. I knew that this was going to be a gathering back together, but I'm seeing people in my family change and reassessing and, you know, coming closer, looking at their challenges differently. I find it very interesting, but needing to pull back into the family structure. And I think that this is indicative of what's going on in the planet as well, that I think it's going to be an important thing for us all to do. And hopefully everybody's coming back together on a different level. Certainly we've all done a lot of work on healing all this.
But it's so interesting when you work on opening and freeing and coming from your heart. I've experienced a lot of coming together in my own family, the children part. And it seems like they change. You know this, and I know this, but it's so nice to experience that they change so much when we change.
They are the first to respond because they recognize vibration and frequency so much more than adults do, especially these higher frequency children, which they all are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're more evolved. They're part of the evolved, you know, this accelerated evolution of the species. And I absolutely agree. They're waiting for those who are willing to be in their heart. And for them, it's like a magnet. They're absolutely drawn, absolutely drawn. I was telling Veronica earlier, I have had a couple of workmen here this week. And in both instances, they were so beautiful. And so, I came from my heart. Usually, I'm so busy. I'm all business. And so I've really been working with staying in my heart where I need to be. And in both instances when they left, their final parting words were, God bless you. And they, you know, they didn't use it as a throwaway. They looked me straight in the eye. And I thought, this is Las Vegas. So that's a very unusual experience here. I thought it was really quite precious.
It is, actually.
And it was a wonderful feedback to me to see how things are happening when we stay in our heart and how people respond. I had somebody call the other night that was wanting to do an interview, not a regular interview, a survey. And I said, honey, I'm doing some research right now, and I'm really not interested. Well, how about if I call you back? And I said, no, I'm really not interested, but Merry Christmas.
She sent you a present.
I hope she didn't take that as being facetious because it wasn't me.
But, you know, it's so interesting that when we come from the heart, it's the greatest defense we have. It's such a peculiar paradox, isn't it?
It is a peculiar paradox. And our natural response, and it has been our natural response on this planet, to shield ourselves, to always be on the defense, and to not be in our heart because it's been too damn painful to be there. And for so many people, and I... we did one someone today, and their history, the team went into their history, which was really quite extraordinary on the planet, and they had a very big role in terms of protecting secrets on the planet, and big responsibilities, and they were never really afforded the opportunity to be in their heart. They were always in forward motion and protective stance. And for them to even get down into their heart, it was so fascinating to see how difficult it was for them. And now this was somebody who was a spectacular being, but you know, we've been used to operating in a way that is less than authentic when it comes to being in our heart. This has been an incredibly painful planet, and we all have a, you know, use the expression, shitload.
Well, I like the way you say this is a spectacular being, and that person has a lot to step through. It really reminds us that we're spectacular as we go through our crap.
Oh, absolutely. You know, if there's anything that I have seen and the team has said, we are all masters. Coming back into our mastery. We're not chopped liver. But we've all gotten really beat up. Now, I'm not saying this from a poor me perspective. Earth was never supposed to be this painful. And so it's been a survival mechanism as we were going through this one person. And in terms of it absolutely did not, how did I put this? They could not have been, prior to this, in their hearts and survive. And so they had learned to function, very interestingly, outside of their heart. Not that they aren't good-hearted, okay?
It's almost like you put the heart in a retirement plan.
Yeah, right. And and I think this is true for so many people, Veronica. Don't you?
I agree. I really agree, yes.
You know, and I think everybody listening tonight is incredibly sensitive. But we have learned how to function in our heads rather than our hearts. And, you know when you're really in your heart and close to soul because you're emotional. Things touch you deeply. And that can be uncomfortable. And, I've seen people do it, get in there, touch it, and then pop back out. I had a boyfriend once, believe it or not.
Write that down.
Seems like eons ago. And when we were together and when we were intimate, it would get so heartfelt, and it would move to these soul levels, and it would just absolutely freak him out. And he would withdraw for days, not knowing what to do with it so that he could get back into his head and learn how to function again on the planet. It was very, very interesting to me. I mean, looking at it in retrospect now, I totally understand it because of all the work I've done at the
and
time.
And for him, it would be kind of a death or something.
Yes, a death of the old, yes. And so it's... very interesting to see how, as I was going into channel with one person today, they knew that they were going to be working in their heart, and, I told her afterwards that, it was like, my sensing was like running around after her with a butterfly net trying to catch her, because there was just no way she was going to go there, even though verbally she said she was willing. It was just like, catch me if you can,
And that sort of makes sense because most of it's our intrinsic reactions and defenses that keep us away from it. They're way below our consciousness.
This is that subconscious and unconscious belief. This is the other thing we've been working with, of course, and very diligently with people is identifying, transmuting, and changing subconscious and unconscious beliefs so that we can crack that... this shell that we have put up that has allowed us to survive. And now we have to crack it. I mean, we really, with where we're going right now, from what I can see, it's not optional. Because the old way of creating won't work. You know, the way that we have overridden and, having done the corporate world and, Chevron Oil and big attorneys and this, that, and the other thing. I was so used to making things happen. And, a year or so before all this happened to me with the work I'm doing now, I recognized real quickly that I couldn't make it happen anymore. It didn't work. I was, hitting a wall. And that I had to allow. And it was a whole new way of doing things. It was very challenging, because I was kind of a go-getter. Actually, I had the nickname Pitbull. So
I can see that, actually.
I know, but it's really funny when I look back at it now.
A Maltese Pitbull.
Yeah, whatever. So, now you had an encounter with family this week, and I'd love for you to share that.
Well, actually, it was, I worked with the team quite a bit, with Jackie and the team, on pulling out the subconscious programming of interactions with family members. And I don't see them that often, but I went to see them, and the energy is supposed to be crazy. And I did really, really well. I felt the love. I felt centered and connected. But between visits, and I just visited two, between visits, I fell apart, and I dropped things, and my body was buzzing, and poor Bob, I'm going, unfortunately, he's more patient than I am. Somebody has to be, and he's saying, it's about family, and I know I've done a lot of work, and I know I'm way more peaceful about them, but boy, oh boy, it was just electricity. And I liked what you said, which is, I gather, it's like a comparative frequency is harder to stabilize as well. So you go into, the old familiar.
And that's exactly what it is, familiar and familial. And it's the thing that you have worked so hard to pull out of.
Yes, I really have.
All right, and then to be thrust back into it.
By choosing, I chose to go in.
Right, but and still being able to hold your own frequency and your love. But again, as empathic as everyone is right now, to step into that, you're going to pick it up. And, there's like Thanksgiving, and I'm not making excuses because I absolutely own what happened to me. But I recognize that I had... when we have people who are unprocessed around us, who have not dealt with their anger, not dealt with their issues, all right,
mm-hmm.
We will not necessarily be able to differentiate between what's ours and what's theirs. If we haven't done a lot of work about protection and so on before we go into the experience,
mm-hmm.
The empathic part of us is going to pick up their energies and frequencies, and it can throw you off. So I would say that's a lot of what happened to you, Veronica.
Do you think I think my empathy is almost at a ridiculous level some days. So we talk about protecting, and it's like, it's ridiculous, ludicrous how much I feel that is not, almost like I don't have a boundary at all.
Well, all right, now wait a minute, think about this.
I actually picked up symptoms off the television the other day, and they were, and they were physical. This guy's fingers had gone black, and a couple of days later, I'm looking at my fingers, and they're going blacker and blacker. I'm going, oh, for crap's sake, that's just from the television, And it didn't take me long to laugh at it and move it out, but it's ridiculous.
It's interesting, because the team has talked about what would happen if our star friends came here right now,
mm-hmm.
and how difficult it would be for them, because they would feel everything that we are, and it would be actually painful for them. And in essence, that's...
And they would feel everything we are.
Mm-hmm. And in essence, that's what's happening to us. Now it's learning how to do it and be conscious enough to not take it on. And that's, you know, part of our in-process training, so that we can be around others.
But it actually changed color in my body.
Now, this does not surprise me with you.
Oh, really? Well, it surprised me with me, A, but B, I was able to clear it very fast. But you and I know that to get to that depth of empathy, it must have permeated for a little while. What, maybe it was just the next morning sort of thing.
Well, you know, and here we go back to setting boundaries when you watch television.
Mm.
Okay? Being really conscious that whatever, because this goes right into the subconscious, that here we go back to the subconscious and unconscious, you know, beliefs and ideas, how easily we can be impacted and monitoring what we do watch. You know,
and I do try to monitor, but I have been a bit sloppy at times, but it reminds me to ask all the listeners to remind themselves that we need to create better television shows. There needs to be a much greater array of possibilities of things you really want to suck in from there.
Well, you know, and you know my philosophy, I only watch comedy, so.
Well, some of that's pretty zany, so if you start getting really zany, we'll know why.
There is something I'd like to share with everyone tonight, and this is something I was going to attach, but it would not attach to the announcement that went out. I got a little frustrated, and I thought, well, okay, maybe I guess I'm just supposed to read it. I hate to take up time doing that, but this is so beautiful. Okay. And this is from thinkwithyourheart.net. What we'd like to touch upon today relates to the global climate, the current of energy guiding the wayshowers of New Earth to their final resting place. When we say final resting place, we refer to a dimensional space where those who have diligently climbed the rungs of ascension shall finally lay their weary heads to rest. Surely you have come far, walked the path of the silent warrior for many lifetimes, anchored the grids for a new way, and touched gracefully upon the heart of every person in the holographic spectrum that you call life. Yes, a seed has been planted, embedded deeply in the soul of every loved one, whom you've caressed with the words of hope, of faith, and of the peaceful truth of a new day dawning. And now, beloved wanderers, may the path be paved no longer. No longer shall you turn a blind eye nor a deaf ear to those who refuted and resisted your light, the ones who needed you most, for those loved ones who challenged you deeply to stand in your power are now coming aboard, arriving at truth and stepping with willingness onto the path you paved so well. In this way, you have also played your part well. With your experience and warrior strength, you have effectively disguised yourself as powerless, beaten down, and weary, so those behind you could reap the benefits of your toils. You have suppressed your effervescent illumination that shines forth so brilliantly in order for you to remain humbled by the oppression and illusion of lack. Surely you felt otherwise and may have wondered time and again how your inner knowing of greatness remains so diametrically opposed to your outer reality. But we will share that you knew deep within you that you had the strength, the experience, the will, and the power to diffuse your light, to scatter your radiance for many to benefit from. You knew that you would hold steadfast regardless of the outer circumstances you have found yourself in. And for that, many have questioned your sanity. In lieu of wonder, they too shall marvel, for the tide has taken its turn. A new cycle commences, and the way of the warrior need no longer apply. Indeed, it is time to put down your armor, to lead with love into the new and true, and to reveal the truth about you. The result of great patience and firm resolve will knock loudly upon thy door. What arrives for each of you will be the result of great love cascading outward from your freshly opened hearts. Rebirth, renewal, and a reward is at hand. Sorry, this is... You are entering into the paradigm of peace where your spiritual success depends wholly on our ability to remain centered in peacefulness. To allow joy into your being is to allow abundance into your life. To allow abundance into your life is to know God. For surely you have always had it all. Though you allowed yourself to forget your sacred abilities, to manifest for a short time, this was only so you could free much of the world from the pervasive consciousness of lack. Now you are poised to fully inhabit your new roles, the roles you came to employ as your true and authentic selves. These roles could not be fully implemented until the world was ready for your involvement. But now, dear ones, the time has come to share your light. What this will mean for many of you is a decloaking of your true power, the unveiling of your gifts of spiritual leadership. For many more, this decloaking will result in the magnification of your current roles, only with more direct power to yield results with the support of the celestials and heavenly bodies in your favor. As you enter the final weeks of integration, you prepare to embark upon the level of service you signed up to offer the planet and her people. The solstice draws near, the seasons shift, and into new beginnings you will walk. Allow this time of adjustment to bring the much-needed resolution to your lives, so that you may fully build upon your new foundation, based in love, in the coming months. The advent of 2009 marks the beginning of an era of hope. So too will you be pulled in new and higher directions to fulfill your heartfelt passions and dreams. All that no longer serves your higher path has been melted away by the sheer magnitude of your increasing light quotient, so that you may fully access and implement your divine blueprints of service. What a time awaits you. On 12-12, a powerful stargate finalizes a second chapter, a sacred chapter, pre-written in the future timelines of Earth's evolution. On 12-21, a brand new chapter begins. This time, beloved masters, the outcome will be determined by you. Until next time, we are the spiritual hierarchy in divine service to the One.
That's very touching and very empowering.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Absolutely beautiful. I kind of lost it in there. Sorry. And I just want to say that I personally have been in such a different space, constantly working with myself to remain in my heart. I know that these times can be a little frightening for people because we can't see the future. The energies are incredibly erratic. We're feeling things, and possibly, I don't know if everybody is, but we may never have felt before. Energetically, my crown chakra has a life of its own. I duck up as I walk through every door. I'm certainly feeling it during the sessions. The energies and the power of what's coming through has amplified. It feels like overnight, but I don't think anything is, since I'm always in the now moment anymore. I don't know what happened when, so.
It's not a sequence of past to now anymore anyway.
No, it's absolutely not. And I've been laughing as I walk every day that I can't remember my walk. I mean, all of a sudden I'll kind of check in and I'm wherever I am and don't remember. Normally my walk, I remember everything I'm doing. I'm just, it's very different right now. Very, very different. So for all of you, hang in there. A lot of you are facing tremendous challenges right now. I know that. And the goal for everybody is to stay in their heart, no matter how it may look, because the only way to navigate it right now is through the heart. Not going to get there any other way.
And it occurs to me, too, that empathetically, that the more powerfully we can stay in our heart, the more people can be entrained by that and get into their own heart. Eh?
You know, I absolutely agree with that, Veronica. And I I'm seeing it over and over and over again in my own life, that as long as I stay there, as long as I am there, everything is so easy, so elegant, so lovely. And I'm just in a constant state of gratitude. And because I see that it was so, you know, I think the irony here is that it was so damn simple. You know, I could have saved myself a hell of a lot of aggravation years ago. But hindsight doesn't do us any good right now.
I think the prevalent teachings were more about what motivates you. It wasn't about what makes you feel great and inspired.
Well, you know, Deepak Chopra forever talked about quantum physics, of course, that everything outside of ourselves is a reflection of what's going on inside of ourselves. And I think it really comes down to that, that when we are at peace, when we are in our heart, that everything else will reflect that back to us. There are going to be those that are repelled. That's going to happen every once in a while. And not to get excited about it or upset about it or feel that we failed, because obviously we did not. But there will be those that every once in a while just are repelled. I'm talking to people right now who are people that I know that are having other experiences that, you know, really are reflective of where they are. Some of them fairly dramatic. And, you know, I don't judge it. I just love them and know that when they're ready to do it a different way, that their reality will look differently. And I love what they said in this piece about the fact that so many people who, you know, did not agree with this or thought, you know, I'll, you know, go into my own descriptions here, but, you know, rejected us or thought, you know, that we were crazy or whatever, will come back into our experience now. And I feel that coming very strongly, which I find very interesting. And this is where I think it goes back to family. A lot of people that we may have been at odds with are going to come back, or they may have been at odds with us. They're going to come back on a different, in a different way. So.
I'll put on the kettle.
Yeah, do. I'm going to go into channel here and let's see what the team has to say. All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Veronica.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we are always wonderful. In no other way, we would say, how are you?
Wonderful. So glad that you're here.
Oh, thank you. We are happy to be with all of you. All right. Navigation time. Very unsettling for all of you as we look at what's happening on the planet, and as we look at the energies, hopefully we can say it's a mess. And so we want to say to all of you lovingly, write it out, lay down when you need to, do only what you have to, be incredibly loving to yourselves. Please do not judge yourselves. There is no right or wrong. The times for you to do that now are over. And very counterproductive for all of you. This is a time to love and embrace yourself. To recognize how far you have all come. What an incredible journey you have made, not only through this, but so many lifetimes, to be present at this moment. Now, your lives may be less than what you consider to be perfect. We recognize this. But your old beliefs say, I'll love myself when? When I get thin enough, when I get fat enough, when I get rich enough, when I'm, you know, in love or married or whatever, when I have this job, that house, whatever. When I'm through this challenge. There is no more time to put off loving yourself. No more time to put off loving yourself. This is it now. You will have an opportunity tomorrow to open to love, to be the recipient. Now, you're always being infused with love, but, you know, sometimes you need a day, and this is a day, all right? And there is a timing, not a time, but a timing. When these energies are going to be available, in a very large amount. So bask in them. Bask in them. Now, is there a possibility that you may have some discomfort? Yes. As with dear Natalia, she wrote her notes. They may begin or have already begun for some of you. Know that you're not going crazy. There's nothing wrong with you. You haven't messed up. You're opening up. You're releasing. Shedding. Giving yourself permission. Now, if you're dizzy, lay down. If you're cold, bundle up. If you're hot, put on the air. Do what you need to do. You're not going to die, we promise, other than maybe to the old. You will be fine. You'll be better than fine. And then you will have the time. Between tomorrow and tomorrow night, up to the 21st. Now, we will be talking to you next week, but between now and then, be gentle. Stay in your hearts. We don't care if you have to correct it 100 times a day. It's fine. You're in a period of retraining. We said this last week. To navigate this time and where you're going requires you to be in your heart. And we don't care how much programming or processing or anything else you do. Be in your heart. As one of our dear friends said, regardless, remember the love. You are all masters. You did come here for this timing. You've been hiding out for a long time, many of you. Playing small. Pretending that you had less than, or were less than. But you're not. Now, some of you are going to say, okay, on the 21st, I'm going to know who I am. No, we didn't say that. No one will tell you that. Will you walk through an invisible wall or a membrane? Yes. Now, some of you are going to wake up on the 22nd and go, I don't feel a damn bit different. Somebody was lying. No. No one's lying. It's an evolution, people. It's not a magic wand. It's not like Merlin is going to dance across everyone's life and touch them on the top of the head. Now, it can be that way if you choose it. We will tell you that. What's going to be incumbent upon you is to truly own how powerful you are as creator. And to believe that you have unlimited potential. To be willing to drop the mask. To be willing to trust yourself. Well, does that mean on the 21st I'm totally healed? No, we didn't say that. Will it become easier to heal? Yes. Can you go deeper? Yes. You can go deeper right now. Channel did a couple of sessions today, and it was just very much a wake-up call for her to see how much energy was coming through, how transformative they were. This is part of the shift that's occurring. And also the level of soul. Healing of soul. Many of you got damaged at the level of soul. That is possible, you see. People tend to think that your soul is over here, that it's autonomous and doesn't get hurt. It's not the case. That is not the case, we assure you. Some of you have been hurt so deeply that it has cut at your soul. It has stripped at your soul. Exponential change now is available to all of you. It's a wonderful time, everyone. But it does require being in your heart. It is time to heal your heart.
Can this also heal our soul where it's been ripped?
Absolutely. Now, by going through just the timing on the planet, no. Doing some work on it, yes. That is what we're doing now. We're working at the soul level. Because it's time for that. Some of you have felt that there was something so deep that you couldn't reach it, touch it. And that's the damage at the level of soul. And that has been there for people like yourself, Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
You were damaged at the level of soul.
I thought so. Okay.
Yes, very definitely. Very definitely. There are others out there that are listening to this. The same as applies to them. Many of you, actually. Many of you, see, as this article that the channel read implies. Have been warriors of light, have done so much. So much. In your lifetimes on the planet. And been so committed to what you were doing. That you moved from lifetime to lifetime, never really healing all the damage. You know, many people talk about past lives, but they really do not overall understand the cumulative effect of this kind of damage and why they've struggled in this lifetime to heal what they perceive are the experiences that they've had in this lifetime and never been able to get to the bottom line. Well, I've worked and worked and worked on that, damn it. There it is again. Well, the remnants that you keep pulling up tie back into other lifetimes as well. And of course, we've talked about this lineage stuff, the imprints, you've all got them. You've all got them.
Now, the imprints are actually just experiences that we have picked up from the universe. It's not.
No, the imprints are familial.
Okay.
The imprints are familiar. We were talking to someone a few days ago and they said that they wanted to stop attracting all these crazy people. So we asked them, well, what kind of crazy are you talking about? You know, well, they seem to show up and they have this damage or that damage or this problem or that part. They're just crazy. And so we asked them, well, what is in your lineage? Well, let's see, there's one damaged woman in every generation. This person was talking specifically about males that came into her life. And there was one damaged female, primary female in the family, that had massive damage. And this is a family of very strong feminine energy, very powerful. But there was the imprint. And that imprint was so strong that she was continuing to attract others with damage. That's the kind of imprints we're talking about.
But it doesn't mean that people actually experienced it in her lineage, just that they had the imprint?
No, that they actually experienced it. She has the imprint.
I see, okay.
All right, she's not crazy, but she's had family members that were definitely one extreme or the other. So here it was, an imprint that passed down to her, and instead of her manifesting it, she was attracting it.
Hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
It does. Is it possible to get rid of it? Is it possible to get rid of it without experiencing?
Absolutely. Well, what do you mean by without experience?
What I mean is, I guess I meant without embodying it, without bringing it in and making it my own. Sort of thing.
Well, we would hope.
But, I mean, most of us don't recognize when it's an imprint, you know. We take it on. So.
Well, if you're attracting it, if it's coming at you, as in this situation, you're trying to figure out why you keep attracting this kind of person. Either the imprint is there from other family members or, you know, pass through lineage, or the belief is there.
Hmm.
All right, which then tracks it. Or the judgment, another piece of that. I hate crazy people. They keep showing up at my doorstep. Well, there you go. These are all pieces, you see, that, and we're just using them as examples, everyone. We're not saying that you're all going to attract crazy people. That's not the point here. Now, are you going to hear from people from the past? Yes. You may have people touching in that you haven't heard from in a very long time. What's drawing them to you? Your resonance. Remember, there are no walls. There is no time. There really is no space. And when you have known people, you carry a piece of them in your resonance and vice versa. Those who've done power retrievals with us all the way through know what we're talking about here. All right? Everybody you've encountered, you carry some essence of them in your energy field unless you know how to clear all of that out and unwire them out of your energy. So they will be drawn back to you, many of them. Many of your detractors, which will be interesting for many of you. So let's get back to navigation. Fear. Now, fear is going to come up. How do I stay in my heart when I don't know if I'm going to have a job or if I'm going to lose my house? Or if my health is going to survive from this malady or that, whatever you're manifesting. And our answer would be, you may not like it, how can you not? What we said to you, the new way, the only way to navigate these new energies is through the heart. You can do it the other way, but you're going to get beat up and bounced around. And you're going to have lots of anger and rage and all kinds of other things coming up because things won't go the way that you think you're programming. Well, I've been saying my mantras. All right. That's not the same. It's not the same as truly being in your heart. Because when you're in your heart, you know you're there. You can feel it in the way that you converse with people, in the way that you deal with little upsets. Because every time that happens, you're at a crossroads. You can respond and respond. The response is to go into your heart. The reaction is to go into fear. That's the choice. Now, you can say, well, shit, I went into fear. All right. Change it. Come out of the fear without judgment, without beating yourself up. Back into your heart. The channel has a girlfriend and she often says, God's got my back. I've said this one before. God's got my back. Alright? We actually love that. Whether it's God or Goddess, whichever you want to say, or God, Goddess, all that is. And regardless of what she has faced, she will always say, God's got my back. She truly believes it. Now, does she deal with fear, with some things that she's facing? Yes. But she brings herself back to that center all the time. All of you who have faced difficult times, remember the difference when you had absolute faith and how things worked out beyond your understanding. You also remember how you've struggled through things when you didn't have the absolute faith. Everything is possible.
We'll have to draw it to a close in about 2 minutes.
Oh, all right. All right, dear one, ones, all of you, we ask you again to call us in tonight. If you choose, we will be there. Dear team, please come in and work with me to open my heart and to work with identifying, transmuting, and changing subconscious and unconscious beliefs. This is an ongoing work. Ongoing. Because not only are you dealing in past lifetimes, but we're talking about past lifetimes everywhere, including our planet. We love you all. Veronica, we love you.
We love you too.
We always thank you for being on the air with the channel. It's wonderful to have you.
I love it.
And you have a show next week. You want to tell people what your show is about?
Yes, it's Mr. Friedman, Robert Friedman, who co-wrote a children's book with Eckhart Tolle about, it's for children, on being in the now. It's called Milton's Secret. And we're going to talk to him about, you know, his approach to dealing with children and about the book, which is delightful.
Wonderful.
And I'm looking forward to that.
Wonderful. It sounds like a wonderful show, dear one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we send to each and every one of you our total, complete, unconditional love. You are loved beyond anything that you can imagine. You are all surrounded now. Your guides are with you. You are not walking alone, not one of you. Not one of you. We love you all, dear ones, and until we speak with you again next week or in private session, namaste.
Namaste.
All right, dear ones. Yes, <I'm> lo-
Welcome back.
Oh, I came out too quick. Oh, are we still on air?
We sure are.
Oh, okay. Good night, everyone. Remember, a piece of Veronica and I are in each and every one of you, and a piece of you is in each in Veronica and I. It can be no other way. We really are all one. And Ronnie and I love you. I know that. Ronnie, I love you as well.
And you too, Jessica.
Stay in your hearts, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Happy full moon.
Yes, absolutely. Good night.
Good night. Good night, blessings.